From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Across the country, lines of people snake out the doors of schools, churches, town halls. It is finally election day, and it's a big one. There have been reports of waits as long as 7 hours, broken machines, and other problems, but also many reports of shorter-than-expected lines. Turnout is expected to break records. We already know that a record number of Americans registered to vote, more than 184 million people, according to the National Association of Secretaries of State. That's about 10 million more than were registered to vote 4 years ago. A large majority of those new voters are registered as Democrats. Throughout the program today, we're hearing from voters. First this hour, what issues motivated them?
The issues on the economy right now. I tell you, there's not much extra spending money left right now. So we're really trying to just kind of budgeting really hard and living from one check to the next. And it's not been like that in the past.
Something that's really important to me would be college affordability. I go to USF and they have special teams that you just call them up and say, look, I'm going to have to drop out. And it shouldn't have to be that way. People should be able to get an education if we're really wanting to better the future.
I just think that Obama doesn't have enough leadership experience, and with the whole not putting his hand over his heart while the national anthem's playing, and just little things that I've heard and seen.
I work for a small business dealer, and our business has really been bad, and we're looking for someone that can straighten that out, to help us out. Taxes, and I've been watching about the taxes and everything, so hopefully the economy get back on its feet.
I think the single issue that probably prompted me the most to come here today is our right to vote and our obligation to do that as American citizens.
That's Jean Nolan of Tampa, Florida, Frank Mattingly of Louisville, Kentucky, Emily Levin of New Albany, Ohio, Lindsay Nolan, also of Tampa, and Dion Bartley of Charleston, West Virginia.